Daybreak, set especially apart to think on him who is so dear to our hearts. Singing and praying, communing as friend to friend, waiting patiently on him our needs to attend, while sharing with hundreds God's grace from above, we worship and praise him and learn more of his love. Well, this is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. Let's enjoy it together. Let's just slip into the presence of a living Christ and let him fill our hearts and souls through and through. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I need it as well as you do, because every day of our lives we need fresh manna. Whatever God did for us yesterday or the day before or last year or the year before, that's in the past. That's history. We need a fresh drink from the fountain today. And we need to eat a fresh meal of manna today. Lord, fill our hearts today to overflowing. As we sit at the Lord's table in these moments of Christian fellowship and communion, and receive of the Lord Jesus in our hearts. In his dear name we ask it. Amen. Oh friend, is your heart filled with desire? Desire to please God, to be everything he wants you to be. Oh, I hope so.
It's my desire to be like Jesus. It's my desire to be like him. Though often I failed and brought him much shame, it's my desire to live for him. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who might have failed to see the way. I too was once so lost, but I found my way to God, and it's my desire to live for him. Oh, if you could see where Jesus brought me from, to where I am today,
puts that desire in our hearts to begin with. God does. You don't muster it up by yourself and say one day, well, I'm just going to have a heart that desires God. God puts it there. In the epistle to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul said, for it is God who worketh in you both to will, that means desire, and to do of his good pleasure. It is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So it is God who puts the desire there to start with. And don't you think that if God is the one who puts the hunger in your heart to begin with, that he has full intentions of satisfying that hunger? Otherwise, it would be tormenting. It would be an unreasonable agony and discomfort to go through for God to put a hunger in our hearts for him and not intend to satisfy it. But we have his word, don't we? Jesus himself said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise God. So if it is God who puts the desire in your heart to be like Jesus, to love him, to walk in his ways, to be filled with his fullness and his mercy and love and goodness, we can be sure that it is his complete and full intention of satisfying that hunger in our hearts. Well, I'm happy to have this opportunity in these 30 minutes, day after day, Monday through Friday, to spend morning devotions with you, and I trust that God will do something very special for us today. I want to say something that will be meet in due season, or maybe you'll listen to a song that the very words will speak a message to your heart, something that you desperately need. Well, one thing I do know, that through it all, God is going to be with those who desire him and have a hungry heart for him. You may meet with trials and tribulations and hardships and pressures of all kinds, no matter. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to go with you to the end of the world. And we can be sure that through it all, the Lord is going to be right there. As he puts the desire in our heart to be like Jesus, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will finish it through it all. Praise God.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation.
Him for the valleys, I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do.
Through it all, through it all.
midst of my storm-tossed life, oh, there's an anchor, there's a rock to cast my faith upon. Jesus rides in my vessel, so I'll fear no alarm. He gives me peace in the midst of my storm.
Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his lamp shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street. The young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained from talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me." Notice what Job is saying. Oh, for the joys of yesterday. You know that's a mistake any time we do that. But it is so tempting to do that, especially when things aren't going very well right now, as indeed was the case for poor Job. But God allowed all those things to happen to Job. Of course, he didn't realize it at the time, not till afterwards. We have the convenience of reading the book of Job and knowing it in just a few moments, that it was God who took away the hedge of protection and allowed Satan to touch everything that Job had, because God said, "You can take everything he's got and he will remain true to me." It was a contest between the Lord God and the adversary Satan. But Job really went through the fire, a lot of afflictions. And one of the mistakes he made was wishing for the days of yesterday. That's a mistake we make. Oh, for the joys of yesterday. He said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as I was in the days of my youth, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. And that's something we're tempted to do. David fell into the same trap. Psalm 55, verse 6, he said in one of his down moments, when he felt so persecuted and so alone and so forsaken, he said, "Oh, for the wings of a dove, that I might fly away into the wilderness and be at rest." Have you ever felt that way? Oh, if I could just be in some other place than where I am. Oh, for the wings of a dove. These are useless desires. It's a cop-out. Even though I say the same thing, and you do too, and David did, and Job did, and the children of Israel constantly were saying it in their journey through the wilderness. They were always saying things like, "Oh, for the good food of Egypt." They didn't enjoy being back in Egypt. They were oppressed. And if you read the story clearly, you'll see where they were moaning and groaning and crying because of all the oppression that came to them there in the land of Egypt. And God sent them a deliverer. But the old days, as you look back in nostalgia, always look good. Somehow we forget the pain and agony and hurts. And the days of yesterday were so much better than the times of today. Well, not so. They had an awful time in Egypt. Now, just because they were going through trials and tribulations, and God was disciplining them and trying and testing them in the wilderness, they forever were crying, "Oh, for the good food of Egypt. I wish we were back there. Oh, the good old days." The good old days. Under the rule of Pharaoh, had they so quickly forgotten? But they said, "We don't want this manna." Manna? The psalmist called it angels' food. All they had to do was go out every day and gather it up. The Lord gave it to them. Didn't cost them anything, but they got sick and tired of it. "We don't want this happening in the present moment. We want that in our past." And they were always crying, "Oh, for another leader. We don't like Moses." Even when he was up on Mount Sinai, fasting and praying, waiting in the very presence of God, receiving the Ten Commandments on tablets of stone, you know what they were saying down below? "We don't know what's happened to our leader Moses. Where is he? He's been gone so long. Oh, for another leader who will take us back into Egypt." And finally, when they did make it over the River Jordan under Joshua's leadership, and they came into the land of Canaan, there in Canaan's land, they were saying things like, "Oh, for a king like all the others." They didn't want a prophet like Samuel to rule over them. And they didn't want God as their king. They wanted a king like everybody else. "Oh, for a king like all the others." And I'm afraid we're guilty of doing the same thing. "Oh, for the days of yesterday. Oh, I wish I could be somewhere else. Oh, I wish things could be different." Why don't we just accept the present for what it is and make the best of it? And forget about the things of yesterday, and don't worry about tomorrow, and live in the present moment, and become filled with the Holy Ghost and the comfort of the Spirit of God, and let Jesus become real to you right where you are. Otherwise, you spend your days in useless desires. Anytime you say, "Oh, if it could just be different from the way it is." Well, it isn't different. So you, and when I say you, I'm speaking to myself. You and I need to face reality and know that we're living in the present moment, and now let God become a very present God in our hearts and lives, and do His will. However He worked with us yesterday, that's gone and past. Whatever He will do tomorrow is yet future and has not happened. But what He is doing for us today, Let us rally to the cause. Let us surrender ourselves, members of righteousness, to His will, and say, yes, Lord, You can use me today any way You want to use me. I'm not going to pine away my hours always wishing for the things of yesterday. Oh, for the wings of a dove. Oh, for the joys of yesterday. Oh, for a king like all the others. I'm just going to submit to Your will. And whatever, God, You want to do for me today, I'm willing. And in the midst of it all, I'm just going to praise Your name. I'm going to praise Your name, Lord. I'm going to sing Your song in this present moment with God's help. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Worship the King, all glorious above. Oh, gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath the deep thunderclouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. Thy beautiful care what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. frail children of just and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. That's why we love Jesus, isn't it? That's why we love Jesus. I've enjoyed being with you. This is John Thrasher. Have a good day. God bless you.